Frank, two games, two wins, ahead of St Union's and Kilcar at this stage. Great place to be after two games.
Yeah, I suppose, look, we probably always targeted this home game here against St Noll's, you know, but last week I suppose we probably surprised many as we did with the performance in Killybegs and the victory, and even today in the first half, like, was very impressive. We had some great scores. We won 9 put up at half time there, so we didn't, well, the second half probably wasn't as good from us. We done enough to probably to keep the scoreboard ticking and keep St Noll's at arm's length. But I suppose when you look at their team too, they're probably missing a few of their main players, with Patrick Mogan and Daniel Brennan, you know, that we're out for them today. So I suppose we'll not get too carried away. We've 4 points, but I suppose everybody knows that it could look very different come the draw on Sunday evening too.
Yeah, well, it's nice to get a good score on the board, and your sharpshooter up front, Jared Ward, seems to be doing the business.
Yeah, two fantastic games, back-to-back games, you know, and any free you get or any chance he gets, he's a high strike rate, you know, and it's always great to have a forward in the pitch where there's scores guaranteed every day you go out. And, you know, long may last be Jared, and then you have other boys, you know, the young boys like Owen McGlynn and Ross Marley there that are chipping in too with scores every day, so it's good to keep the scoring power spread out.
And you have a goalkeeper come forward, a 45 from near the sideline.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose Andrew Walsh has done that for us, you know. He won an intermediate championship and Andrew played a big part in hitting long range frees, you know, and it seems to be a part of the game nowadays, so it does, and we're glad to have him just in our goals.
And you're in the draw for the obviously tomorrow night, looking forward to that. A different sort of a championship this year.
Yeah, it is. I suppose, look, at the start of it, I probably would have been one for keeping it at the group stage, you know, with the groups of four, but you know, as it pans out now, like, we're delighted with the way it is, and I suppose there is that little bit of excitement now these next two weekends with the draw, you know, for the teams that I suppose are in with a chance. And I suppose everyone's going to go into them third and fourth games regardless of whether they're at the bottom or top, you know, they're still in with something to play for, you know, whether it's getting out of the bottom four or getting under the top eight, you know. It's good for the clubs, and it's just great to be back out playing again.
But at this stage, I suppose you should be looking up the table rather than down the table, and you'll have your last game here in Glenfinn. You'll be expecting maybe to make the quarterfinals.
Yeah, well, that's, I suppose we got to the quarterfinals last year, and Niamh Connell defeated us, you know, so we'd look to get to the same stage again this year, and, you know, hopefully we can, I suppose it's an everyone's benefit to finish in the top four rather than the second four, so it is, but, you know, we'll hopefully secure the top eight place first of all before we look any further.
And it's nice, I suppose, bringing young fellas forward and making a forward out of Ross Marley, that's a bonus as well.
Yeah, that's it, I suppose, and a couple even this year, you know, the regional leagues, he started in cornerback for the two games, you know, but he's loads of confidence in himself and shooting wise, and he's got loads of pace in the legs, so he's been a revelation, so he has since he went to wing forward, you know.
And you're enjoying the retirement, just contributing to the club.
Yeah, that's it, you know, in fairness, I've got stuck into the club training there since it began after the lockdown and everything else, you know, and it's just great to be back in the club pitch. It's probably something I haven't done for years and years, you know, coming to the club pitch on a Tuesday and Thursday regularly, you know, and it's something I'm enjoying, and it's great to be out training with the club players as well.
And any preference for the final two games?
No, I suppose no matter. I think if they keep the same eight, I think we've narrowed down to possible six. You know, so I suppose like any team, you're probably trying to look to avoid the big guns of Kilcare and Glentis for ourselves. And look, any team that, you know, has to go away from home, and with Donegal football the way it is, it's always hard to get a victory away from home, no matter who you are.
You'd fancy any of the rest?
Well, I wouldn't go as far as to say that. You know, on our day we could lose to anybody, and on our day we could put it up to anybody. So, you know, that's the way football is.